in the supermarket. TV's selling what you can get. She laughs, nowhere is as pretty as this. Green cars crawling in slow lane. Lost stars waiting for the dark train. She smiles, turns and blows the city a kiss.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave alongside Joseph J.
Erdo.
And Eric Reiner. And there's Kathleen. She's back. Hey, that could be a new comic book. She's back. Okay, that's Arnie, actually. Okay, back to you. Oh, and this... No, we've already done this
yeah,
hour.
Yeah, not that one. But... This song is another song from Sing Street, a movie I gave 5 stars, a breakthrough to in our first hour. Beautiful Sea is the song, and I won't spoil it. I was almost spoiled something.
You almost
song.
Spoiled it.
I almost spoiled something. Yeah, I did, because it's one of my favorite moments during the movie. It happens during
did
the song.
Did you cry?
Not during that.
That was the end, dude.
That was
you
the
cried.
End of the movie.
Oh, at the end you cried.
At the end I cried.
Because it was over, he cried.
No. Well, I cried because I thought I was going to have to come and talk to you about it.
Well, let's ask.
Trust me, you don't have to talk to me about it anytime.
Let's ask Lauren, do you like sensitive men that cry cry at movies, for example?
Dave, she's got her husband right there.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean personally. I mean, how do women in general feel about that?
Well, I would say if you go to a sensitive movie... And you turn and you look and you're trying to hold it together yourself. And then you turn and the person that you're at the movie with is just kind of holding back the tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course your heart's going to flutter a little
bit. Oh, wow.
Bit,
so you got a strategy here.
Yeah. I'm going to take notes.
I'm going to start crying myself.
Yeah. You're going to start.
No matter what
gonna,
type of movie.
You're going to fake it? Wow. Well, well, during the break.
I've never
we were...
been accused of that.
Eric, get that dump button ready. I thought it was going to be the comedian
no,
in the next segment.
Next segment.
No, that was for you.
I mean, two segments.
Well, during the break, we were checking out this excellent comic book. You know, comic book or graphic novel?
Comic book. So,
interesting.
Yeah, so graphic novel, if you want to get all technical about it, graphic novel would be a term for a long-form story presented in one volume.
Okay.
Where a comic book would be a thing that comes out regularly and then can eventually be collected into
makes sense.
Something.
Okay. How regularly, by the way?
So my book comes out once a month.
So that's a lot of work.
Yeah. So the first, we're doing it kind of like a TV show, kind of like a True Detective model. So we're going to do seasons. So the first season will be a complete story, and that'll be 12 issues, and then there'll be a little break. And then they've already greenlit a season two, so we'll go back and do another 12 issues.
Oh. And now, I just have, and then Joseph, back to you. How many sales do you, I mean, how many people,
readership.
Yeah, readership would be the
yeah.
terminology. Thank you.
You're welcome. The numbers are kind of a mystery to me. We're told it does really well. It's sticking around. They greenlit a season two, so that's, mm-hmm. you know, indication. But, you know, it's a book that I think has, I mean, we're so proud of it, and we think it's, you know, a really good story, and we're just trying to get it in front of as many people as possible. And sometimes real world things are a tougher sell than men in capes, just because, you know, a right. lot of people go in with escapism, or they see that it's a book that takes place in the Iraq War, and they immediately assume political things, and they stay away from it. And it's a book not about the politics of it. It's a book about people, and you know, Tom was over there. His specific job was dealing with the people, and it's kind of, you know, the personalities and people he remembers.
Wow. So as far as a number, they don't disclose it, the publisher, or
they do. I don't know if the publisher does, but there's some website or something that puts out numbers. I don't
but
really
it must be
pay attention
darn
to
good
it,
if you're picking up the second season.
Yeah, I hope so, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that he's probably just focused on the creativity of it and, you know, creation
right.
of it, right?
Yeah, exactly, yep. You know, we're just doing the best book we can and try to get it in as many mitts as possible.
I know a really good CPA.
Is it going to be you, Dave?
I don't know.
Yeah, you tried that one last week, too, with
and
our other
worked.
Guest. Yeah, it did? Really? Okay. Well, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with comic book illustrator Mitch Jareds. Sheriff of Babylon is the comic book series, and we have number one here in studio, and you said that number six is coming out next Wednesday.
Yeah,
coming
this
Wednesday.
Coming Wednesday will be number six.
Yep. Excellent.
How many pages are in each one? 22 story pages. Yep.
Oh. Wow.
And Dave was complimenting the art in this. This is just fantastic. Yeah. You are very talented.
Well, thank you.
And people will get a chance to have their comic book signed next Saturday at Samurai Comics in Mesa, right?
Yep.
For free comic book day, and then plenty of free comic books that day as well. I know.
Yeah. Yep. Free comic books. The store will have deals. So you know, other things, and the creators all be there signing. Everyone signs for free. That's not a worry.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course people dress up for that as well.
Oh, absolutely. That's always the fun part. Oh yeah.
As your characters or something?
Oh, probably not as my characters, but you know, you get all sorts of
fun.
Adults, kids, everyone, they dress up.
Oh, that sounds like a nice event.
Yeah.
Big question, and this is very serious. Will Amy be there? Okay.
Wow. Dave just is stuck on that.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
That was so last hour, Dave.
Yeah,
I know.
Wow. Well, and we were saying you live right here in the valley as well, right?
Correct. Yeah. We're new. We've been here for about a year from Minnesota. Yep.
Minnesota.
Oh, are you sad about the Wild that they lost to Dallas?
I'm such a nerd.
Oh, that's hockey.
I don't got time for sports.
Oh, okay.
That's my kind of guy. Yeah. I don't know sports at all. They also do
Nor
sports
do
shows and yeah. Just one air out the other, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. He brings up hockey to our guests sometimes, and it's like, Dave, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I love Twins baseball. But
okay, that's cool.
More so going to the games than watching it. Yeah.
Target Center, right?
Target Field.
Or Target
Which is
field.
An amazing field.
Minnesota's cool. I really enjoyed it. When I was there for the National Hockey League draft covering it. And when they say Minnesota nice, they're correct. I was treated so nicely. People were so nice there.
Yeah, we loved Minnesota. You know, I still have all my family there. I lived there for my whole life up until this last year. But the thing about Minnesota is it's gorgeous and amazing for about 6 months out of the year.
Right.
And then it's a frozen wasteland the rest of the time. So,
but even the frozen back to the 6 months, it's sort of humid, too.
Yes.
Yeah. So I remember that. And Lauren, you're from Minnesota too?
I'm originally from Colorado, but we've lived in Minnesota for over 10
years.
They
used to call that Colorado High.
Rocky Mountain High.
Rocky Mountain High.
Oh, yeah. And they mean it now. Okay. So anyway, that's my commentary. Hey, that could be a comic book.
Everything could be a comic
book.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, the Dave story. Yeah. You could be a comic book, Dave.
I probably am.
Wow. Well, my favorite comic books were always, in the 90s, like Ren and Stimpy. I mean, the silly stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Ren and Stimpy, Animaniacs.
Sure.
They had all the comic books based on the TV shows, the cartoons of that time.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I never got into the superheroes and stuff like that. But
like Ant-Man and...
Now I am, in terms of the movies. I mean, of all, what are your thoughts on the recent, all the different movies?
It's great. You know, it just brings... I wish that the companies would... collaborate on both things more often. They're pretty separate, so you know, the Marvel movie side doesn't really connect to the Marvel comic side, and you know, it's there's so much cross promotion that could happen there that I think would be better. But as far as just like, it's getting people excited about those characters and about comic books in general, and I think that's the gateway. You get people excited about Ant-Man and Captain America and Batman and Superman. And then when they're in the store, then they can discover all these other kind of more indie or, you know, more non-superhero, non-traditional books that maybe pique a different side of their interest. And because, comics are super diverse these days. They run the gamut from, like you said, like kids, silly cartoon, great stuff to, you know, stories about the war in Iraq and people. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So, I mean, because most people just think, I mean, they think comic books, they think Big Bang Theory and Sheldon wearing is, you know, so they think of nerds.
Yeah.
Most uninformed people, but it's a huge world out there.
Absolutely. And my parents came for Christmas this past year and stayed with us, and we're sitting there, and they love the Big Bang Theory. It's the only reason they know who Stan Lee is. And so we're watching it, and I'm sitting there with my mom and dad, and we're kind of watching the show, and all of a sudden they're in the comic book store having a scene, talking, and they pull out the Sheriff of Babylon, and he starts flipping through it right on camera. I was like, oh, that's pretty amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is...
So we started jumping up and down. And we had to pause it, and we had to go back just to make sure, and we zoomed in, and sure enough, there it is. Yeah. So, it's awesome.
Lauren's giving us the real story. Mitch was just cool about it. I was like, yeah, we thought it was cool. He brought it out.
I was screaming like a little girl.
Well, I imagine that, I mean, there are people who follow certain things that closely that they probably said they wanted to read exactly what they were reading.
Oh, I'm sure.
So they went straight to the comic book store to read that.
So they do you have like a fan club? I mean, do people write to you and say, hey, cool?
I've got like a, so I'm pretty active on Twitter. So at Mitch Garrett's my name.
Yeah.
And then I'm on Facebook. I have a Facebook page called Mitch Garrett's Illustration. So it's just facebook.com/Mitch Garrett's Illustration. And I talked with people there, and they can contact me and
that is
chat
cool.
about all sorts of stuff.
And I apologize for mispronouncing Garrett's.
Yeah.
I never thought I had a hard-to-pronounce last name until I got into comics, and then nobody in the history of comics has ever pronounced my name right, so don't worry.
You were the closest, though.
Yeah,
really?
Yes, very close.
Yes,
yeah.
We were listening to it out there, and I'm like, wow, he almost got it.
Oh, he almost got it. But you had
close
us
Close,
but
not quite.
You had us all at Gillette. Trying to get over that. I'm going to have nightmares on that one. But what can you do?
But so we should follow you on Twitter for sure. Give us that one again.
Yeah, so at Mitch Garrett's, MitchGerads.
Excellent. Yep. And do you Periscope anything like that?
I have not yet. Yeah.
We're on Periscope now, I believe.
Yeah, we are on Periscope right now.
It's frozen in my little iPad.
Well, it's not frozen. Your iPad's frozen.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. See, that's how much I know about it.
Maybe we're just not moving a whole lot.
Yeah.
That's true. We need to jump up and down.
Oh, yeah. Good
like
point.
What they were earlier. Wait,
one quick question.
Yeah.
Oh, not to you.
Oh.
All right, up to you.
Ask.
You said the comic books, it's the whole gamut of, you know, from A to Z. And does that mean, so there's for kids.
Yep.
Is it like the movies where you have, you know, PG, G?
Yeah, there
R,
is a.
And you have X too?
There are
X's.
Yeah. There's a rating system. I think every company, there's not a universal rating system. Mm-hmm. But every company has usually some sort of delineation somewhere on there. So I believe on Sheriff it says mature audiences somewhere on there. And then there's like teen.
So that'd be like maybe PG-13 or R maybe? Or
I would say R.
Okay.
PG-13 to R. I would say, you know, again, it's hard to rate. But,
well, this one says suggested for mature readers.
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
Yeah.
Lauren, you would agree it's more R?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
This is not, when we go to the comic cons, parents will come up with their kids and start looking, and we make sure to let them know this is a book for dad or mom only,
cool.
But we'll recommend other illustrators to stop by. That's more children appropriate.
That's coming up in Phoenix.
Yeah, and I'll be at that too. That'll be in June.
Oh yeah, we got to go for media passes there.
Yeah, I think Greg's
working
on it.
I'm not going to be in town.
Okay, we can talk about that off the air.
No, I think this is a cool topic. Okay. Oh, back to you. Okay.
Oh, Mitch, are you still here?
What?
Well, so we're. You mentioned earlier podcast. Is that other people's podcast, or do you do any podcasting?
I don't do any podcasting, but just, you know, as part of... Podcasts are big in the comics community, mm-hmm. So there's all sorts of comics podcasts that'll have guests on and, you know, different creators and chat about the book or chat about the industry, whatever.
Well, and I'm finding that there's a lot of, in the comic book industry here in Phoenix, in terms of talent. I mean, even the writers of Daredevil, you know what I'm talking about.
Gillette?
No.
Oh.
I still haven't seen it. That's why. Why? Ryan Reynolds just started it.
Oh, Deadpool.
Deadpool. Oh. Say the D. So they're from right here in the Valley, right?
Yeah, or did not know that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, married to...
here we go again.
He's getting old.
Someone else we had on a couple weeks
he
ago.
He looks young, but, you know, the mind goes
anyway,
first.
Dave!
Okay, back to me. Yes. So what would you recommend you had a similar question, but to youngsters, let's say, or even, you don't have to be a youngster. I mean, I guess, what if someone wanted, like an adult wanted to switch careers? How would they go about that? Is it good to talk to other people that like yourself that does this and get advice, or is there a school, for example, that teaches this?
Yeah, what's the education?
Yeah, there's a lot of different programs within college and I think even high school that have comic specialties. There's even some schools, like I know I went to the University of Wisconsin-Stout, and maybe a few years after I left, they actually started a comic major.
Did they really?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
And that's it's becoming a more common thing. It's funny, like, I don't know, I'll be perfectly honest, I don't know if I'm a big proponent of those, because yeah. I think that there's other areas that you can study in to get a lot broader knowledge and then apply that stuff to comics.
Right.
Whereas I think sometimes, like, my biggest complaint about college, and I learned so much, I went for graphic design, and I learned so much about graphic design, but there's this sense of art being art, and you know, it's all subjective, whereas I think comic books is publishing, and it's a commercial art, so you're doing art for a purpose, for whatever, so there is rules and there is standards, and it's not as subjective, but
wow.
And they're still fun, and you know, I cannot wait to sit down and read this, and I'm gonna get number 6 on Wednesday.
Excellent.
and then I'm gonna go check out Mitch over at the Samurai Comics in Mesa on Saturday, free comic book day.
Oh, wow.
Everyone can get their comic book signed by you. They can talk to you. I'm sure that there's gonna be a line, so they're gonna talk to you for that long.
Please come up, chat. Let's do it.
Okay. Well. Again, Samurai Comics in Mesa on Saturday from 10 to 6. 10 to 6.
Yep, next Saturday.
And on Sunday at Samurai Comics in Phoenix.
Yep, from like 10 to 3.
10 to 3. Excellent. Yep. Well, Mitch Gerrits.
Correct. Very good.
Nicely done.
Thank you so much for joining us here in studio.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
We'd love to have you back again sometime.
Absolutely.
That would be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, number 8, Eric. Sorry. I'm not keeping up with that. The
You're confusing
song.
Me.
Sorry. I'm confused.
They always have these little fights on there.
Yeah,
that's
little
so
spats.
Well, and I was going to say, if I, you know, meet any friends, I'll definitely put
Thank
your
you.
Name in.
Oh, I appreciate it.
You know, maybe we can bring someone in here. You can do a little matchmaking interview.
Hey,
that's
is good.
A great idea.
I like
idea.
This idea. Yes.
When do you want to start that?
Now, well, we don't know too many people. We've only been here a year, but I will keep it.
Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Listen, I like her. She's good. You got a good one. You got a good one.
I know.
Yeah.
He knows. Well, the song. Speaking of girls, the song that's going to bring us into our break, Girls, All the Complicated Girls, 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 from Sing Street. Check it out in theaters. Right, Dave? I loved it.
Yeah, you saw it, right?
I loved it. And I'm going to get Eric on board to see it as well.
Really?
Probably not, but he should.
I just can't wait to get you in here with a couple women, and I'll be the moderator trying to match up.
I can't wait either. Trust me, probably even more so.
I'm, probably. That's probably right. True. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.